Good afternoon, everyone.
弟兄姊妹，下午好。
Thank you for having me again.
谢谢你们再邀请我来到跟大家分享。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we ask that the presence of your Spirit will be with us.
天父，我们祈求你的圣灵与我们同在。
Teach us to understand your word.
教导我们明白你的话语。
Help us to appreciate your truth, O God.
让我们能够理解你的真理。
For we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样子祷告是奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
The early church encountered opposition from two fronts, the Jews and Rome.
早期教会呢，从两方面遇到敌对的势力。第一方面是犹太人，第二方面就是罗马。
Rome under the rulership of Herod Agrippa.
当时候罗马是受到希律亚基派的那个统治。
It was a terrible time for the early church.
对早期教会来讲，是一个很可怕的时候。
James was martyred by a beheading.
因为那时候刚好雅各是被砍头。
The second to die was Stephen, who was stoned to death.
他是紧随着斯提凡被石头打死。
Now Herod caught hold of Peter.
当时候呢，希律就抓拿了彼得。
But because it was the eve of the Passover, Peter was kept in prison awaiting execution in the morning.
因为那时候正当是逾越节的前夕，所以呢，他就被下在监炉里，等到过了逾越节才行刑。
The Jews did not want their land to be desecrated during the period of the Passover, so the execution would be held after the Passover.
因为犹太人不愿意为彼得行刑这个事来玷污他们的圣地，为了他们的节期，所以呢，他们要等到逾越节过后才把彼得行刑。
Perhaps they feel that it was all right to kill an innocent man on any other day, but not the Passover.
可能对他们来讲，他们觉得逾越节太圣洁了，除了这个日子以外，其他的日子杀害一个无辜的人是可以的。
You see, religious hypocrisy is repeated time and again. People groups under the guise of religion, and unfortunately, Christianity is no exception.
许多时候，不同的人群因着宗教的名义底下，他们觉得可以逼害，可以对别人施行那个暴行或者逼迫很可惜的，连基督徒也不例外。
Such atrocities have been committed through history.
在历史上，这样子的暴行是一次又一次的发生。
But the way the early church prayed for Peter sets an example for us to do likewise in order to see God doing His mighty hand of work.
但是从早期教会为彼得的祷告，让我们看到一个我们怎么样可以祈求神行大能神迹的一个祷告的榜样。
Firstly, we read that prayer was made without ceasing for Peter. Now, different versions of the Bible translate the phrase slightly differently.
不同版的圣经版本呢，可能在翻译上有一点点的不同。
We have constant prayer. Prayer was made earnestly. Prayer was made without ceasing.
我们看到有一些翻译为切切的祷告，有一些是不住的祷告，有一些是一直的祷告。
The original text in Greek uses a powerful term.
在希腊原文里面，他们所用的是一个很有能力的词。
The literal meaning of that word actually means prayer was made fully stretched out.
那个字的那个字面上的解释呢，就是说一个完全伸展的祷告。
The word conveys a picture of someone who is engaged in full intensity of earnest prayer towards God.
这个字让我们看到的一个图画，就是一个人他完全的在神面前逼切的来祷告祈求神。
It was not a gentle and quiet prayer.
不是一个安安静静斯斯文文的祷告。
It was a prayer that cries out earnestly from the depths of the soul.
乃是一个从心灵深处大声呼喊的一个祷告。
See, Jesus sets an example for fully stretched out prayer.
连主耶稣也为我们啊设立了一个完全伸展的祷告的榜样。
And we find this in Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 7.
我们从希伯来书第五章第七节就可以看到。
Who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered prayers and supplication with strong crying and tears unto him, that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared.
基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭、流泪、祷告、恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
Strong crying and tears.
我们看到这里是大声哀哭、流泪、祷告。
Jesus did not pray quiet prayers.
耶稣的祷告不是安安静静的。
His prayers were loud and intense unto God.
他的祷告乃是大声的，乃是逼切的。
It is the kind of prayer as if it is our dying breath for God to grant us our heart's desire.
就好像我们临死之前，我们用尽我们最后一口气，我们大声呼求神来聆听我们最后的心愿。
It is all too possible for us to get discouraged easily, and our prayer life lacks that intense desire and conviction.
当我们的祷告生活缺乏那个强烈的渴望或者信念的时候，我们实在很容易在祷告里面落入一个失望的境况。
Great men and women of God who impacted their world with the gospel were first and foremost men and women of prayer.
在历史里面能够用福音来大大震动世界的那些属灵伟人，他们都首先是祷告的伟人。
And as Paul mentioned about the need to examine ourselves, we need to ask ourselves at times the depth of our prayer.
当保罗提醒我们我们要省察自己的时候，也许我们应该花一点时间来省察到底我们祷告的深度如何。
Paul askedthat the church would thrive in prayer for him.
因为保罗请求教会为他一同竭力的祷告。
He says in Romans chapter 15 and verse 30.
他在罗马书十五章三十节这么说。
Now I beseech you, brethren, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake, and for the love of the Spirit, that ye thrive together with me in your prayers to God for me.
他说弟兄们，我接着我们的主耶稣基督又接着圣灵的爱劝你们与我一同竭力为我祈求神。
The word strive actually means to wrestle.
竭力这个字其实是就是的意思，就是说摔跤。
It does not mean to twist the arm of an unwilling God.
不是说我们跟一个不情不愿的神摔跤制服了他。
We do not have a reluctant God who has to be wrestled to give in to us.
因为我们的神不是不情不愿的里面，在与我们摔跤里面就投降了。
Paul was referring to the wrestling with the principalities and the powers.
保罗所说的摔跤乃是与执政的掌权的来摔跤。
It is unfortunate that Christians tend to forget that we are in a spiritual warfare with the devil.
很多时候很可惜的，作为基督徒我们会忘记其实我们是在与撒旦的一个属灵征战里面。
That's why Paul says in Ephesians 6 and verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
这就是为什么保罗在以弗所书六章十二节那里说到，因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的掌权的管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Paul spoke of tearing down the veil of blindness affecting unbelievers.
保罗也说到我们要揭去那些遮盖不信者的那个拍子。
And it is no wonder that few or nobody get saved because Christians do not believe that there is a spiritual veil of blindness.
如果我们看到今天基督徒，我们也不认为有这样子的属灵的拍子的话，那就难怪今天我们看到这么少，甚至是根本没有人得救。
Here we see the early church fully engaged in intense prayer.
但是这里让我们看到那个早期教会是完全投入这么强烈、这么奔切的祷告里面。
Knowing that behind Rome and Herod there is a power of darkness.
因为他们完全清楚知道。在罗马，在希律王背后有一个黑暗的势力。
And so it is in the world today. We need to realize that there is a power of darkness.
今天在这个社会里面，这个世界里面，我们也需要清楚的知道，在这背后有一个黑暗的势力。
And we need to pray with full intensity unto God.
因此，我们祷告的时候，我们需要用一个完全的强烈。
The second word that Paul used was the word travail.
另外一个字，保罗所用的是分娩的阵痛。
This term is borrowed from the birth pain experiences of mothers.
很清楚的，他讲的分娩当然是妇人生产的那个阵痛。
Paul says in Galatians 4 verse 19.
保罗在哥拉太书第四章十九节那里讲到。
My little children of whom I travail in birth again until Christ be formed in you.
他说我小子啊我为你们再受生产之苦只等到基督成形在你们心里。
When we experience difficulty in sharing the gospel and get people turning to Christ, there's the danger of putting the blame on the signs of the times and the rise of evil.
很多时候当我们跟别人传福音当我们要把人领向归主的时候我们遇到困难我们很容易就怪为这是末世的一个先兆或者说这是恶势力的起头。
While these reasons might be true, we really need to examine whether our deep desire for the lost is matched by the intensity of our prayer.
也许这些原因都是真实的，但是我们更需要的是审查到底我们爱那个失丧灵魂的心是否与我们祷告的强烈性有等同。
Paul never experienced labor pain, of course.
当然，保罗作为一个男性，他从来没有经历过生产的痛苦。
Nevertheless, he prayed.As if he was undergoing labor pains for God to change lives.
但是我们这里却看到保罗为着要为那些世上的人来祷告，祈求神去改变他们生命。他祷告就如经历阵痛一样。
So firstly, the church prayed intense prayers.
所以首先呢，我们看到教会的祷告是强烈的祷告。
Secondly, we find that prayer was made.Boldly to God.
第二，我让我们看到他们的祷告是大胆的、无惧的。
The whole church sprang into action by engaging in prayer after they realized that Peter was caught and put in prison.
当教会的弟兄姊妹发现彼得被希律抓起来下在监里的时候，他们全教会一同的投入在前面强烈的祷告里面。
The history of church revivals points to united.Prayers of God's people.
你知道，在教会的历史里面，一次又一次让我们看到属灵的复兴是来自于神的子民的合一的祷告。
Jesus says in Matthew 18 and verse 19 to 20, Again I say unto you, if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven.
在马太福音十八章十九到二十节那里讲，耶稣说：“我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同性合一的求什么，我在天上的父必为他们成全。”
We are privileged to enter into God's presence because Christ has paved the way for us through His blood.
因为耶稣基督透过他的宝血为我们铺了。达到神面前的道路，我们是有特别的权利来到神的面前。
Scripture says in Hebrews 10 and verse 19, Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus.
在希伯来书十章十九节那里，作者说，弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
On the death of our Lord Jesus Christ, the veil in the temple was torn, separating the Holy of Holies into the presence of God.
在因着耶稣基督的死，圣殿里隔绝圣所跟至圣所的幔子啊，从上到下列为两半。
And so the scripture says, now we have boldness, not the kind of boldness that has shown no respect for God's majesty and holiness.
因此，我们今天可以坦然无惧。那个坦然无惧，不是在于我们非常的鲁莽，我们啊漠视了神的尊荣，我们漠视了神的圣洁。
But it's the boldness of faith, knowing that we are God's children.We have the right of access to our Heavenly Father by the blood of the Lamb.
乃是因着我们信里面的坦然无惧，所以我们知道我们可以因着耶稣基督啊羔羊的宝血，我们可以来到神的面前。
And Paul gives us an important perspective on the role of the Holy Spirit in prayer.
保罗也让我们看到圣灵在我们的祷告里面所扮演的角色。
And he says in Ephesians 2 verse 18, for through him,We both have access by one Spirit unto the Father.
在以弗所书二章十八节，保罗说：“因着我们两下借着他被一个圣灵啊所感，得以进到父面前。”
So the word access actually means introduction.
进到父面前就有一个引荐的意思。
The Holy Spirit leads us into the presence of God.And introduces us to God.
圣灵把我们带领进入神的同在里面，然后把我们引荐到神的面前。
Not only that, the Holy Spirit leads and helps us in prayer.
不但如此，圣灵更带领我们的祷告。
For we read from the Word of God, the Spirit helps our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
因为圣经里面告诉我们说，况且我们的软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得该如何祷告，乃是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息为我们祷告。
No wonder the early church had boldness to enter into God's presence.
难怪早期教会他们可以坦然无惧地来到神的面前。
Because we can enter heaven because of the passport that we have is the blood of the Lamb of God.
我们可以来到神面前，因为我们带着耶稣基督羔羊的宝血作为我们的通行证。
And as we enter into God's holy presence, the Spirit of God introduces us to the Father.
当我们来到神面前的时候，我们看到圣灵进前来为我们引荐。
Thirdly, prayer was prolonged and persistent.
第三，我们看到他们的祷告是延长的，是持续的。
The church held an overnight prayer.
当时我们看到教会的祷告是整夜的祷告会。
And we do wonder what the content of that prayer was.
如果我们想一下的话，我们可能会怀疑说，到底弟兄姊妹他们祷告的内容是什么？
Perhaps the church was praying for a miracle for Peter to be set free.
也许弟兄姊妹在祈求一个神迹，祈求神可以释放彼得。
They might also be praying that God would soften the heart of Herod.
也许他们会祈求神去软化那个希律王的心。
By having an all-night prayer meeting, the early church must be repeating their prayer for Peter through the night.
但是如果他们是整夜在祷告的话，那就是说弟兄姊妹的祷告是一次又一次重复。
But why do we need to repeat the same prayer item through the night? Wouldn't it be boring?
有时候我们想整夜在重复同一个代祷事项，那不是很沉闷吗？
Now, I've heard people say that prayer is just a conversation with God.
有时候我们听到人会说，祷告只是跟神对话。
Just tell him what's in your heart and he will respond.
把你心所想要的告诉他，他就会回应了。
But we need to ask, how did Jesus pray to the Father?
但是我们其实需要问一下，那到底耶稣本身是怎么样祷告的？
Did he spend just a few minutes and went about his own business?
耶稣的祷告是不是几分钟跟神祷告一下，交代一下，然后就继续做自己的事情呢？
Let me read to you Luke chapter 6 and verse 12.
让我们来看路加福音第六章十二节。
It came to pass in those days that he, that means Jesus, went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God.
那时耶稣出去上山祷告，整夜祷告神。
And in Mark chapter 1 verse 35 we read,
然后在马可福音第一章35节我们又看到。
And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed.
次日早晨天未亮的时候，耶稣起来到旷野地方去，在那里祷告。
Jesus, the Son of God, continued all night in prayer.
耶稣作为神的儿子，他还是整夜的祷告。
Jesus rose up early in the morning for prayer.
而且天未亮就起来去祷告。
This is persistency and prolonged prayer.
这是让我们看到一个非常长而且是持续的祷告。
So the lesson we learn are plain to see.
我们所要学的功课就很清楚了。
If you want to see power, then nights of prayer with God are followed by days of power with people.
如果我们要看到祷告的能力的话，我们需要连夜的祷告，好让我们能够看到连日的能力。
Could the lack of prayer be the reason why the church is so weak?
今天教会的软弱是否因着我们缺乏了祷告呢？
Constant prayer was far more potent than constant service.
不断的祷告比不断的服事更重要。
And it is all too possible to serve God without power.
我们要服事神却没有能力是太容易发生的事情了。
Oh, may the Lord help us and promise to pray intensely and persistently.
求神帮助我们，也感动我们，好让我们能够迫切的祷告，也让我们能够持续不断的祷告。
And no wonder in the early church experience, God did a powerful work.
难怪在早期教会，我们看到神行大神迹。
The prayer of power brings results.
因为祷告的能力带来结果。
And the results were tremendous.
而且呢，那个结果，那个成果是大的。
And we read that the prison gates were thrown open.
我们看到那个监牢的门大开。
Guards went to sleep.
然后看守彼得的人呢，都睡着了。
And Peter was miraculously set free.
奇迹一般的彼得就被释放了。
When we read these verses with the modern mindset, we do wonder whether these events could really happen today.
当我们以现代的眼光去想这些事情、看这些事情的时候，我们会怀疑说，今天这样的事情会发生吗？
It's either we trust wholly in God's word and power, or allow our faith to be clouded by modern scientific ideas.
有时候我们需要想想，我们是否真正完全相信神的话语、真理以及他的能力，而不是以我们现代人的科学的观点来影响我们的信念。
In this modern age, it is easy to disbelieve the miracles of God, such as Peter's chains dropping off.
在现代，我们很容易怀疑到底彼得的锁链是否真的脱落。
It is unfortunate that liberal scholars who reject miracles commented that the angels in this account was actually a human being.
是很可惜的，有一些自由派的学者，他们会说，可能这个经文里面所说的神的使者只是一个人。
I read one liberal account that says that Peter was released because of an inside job. Some certain individual was sympathetic to the church, and they secretly released Peter.
我看到有一个报告，是一个学者，他推测说可能这个里面所说的神的使者是一个在希律王底下做事的一个内奸，然后他因为同情初期教会，所以他就偷偷释放了彼得。
This gave a great spin on conspiracy theory in Herod's kingdom.
你知道，这就让我们看到我们现在很流行的阴谋论了。
And such an explanation discredits the word of God.
你知道吗？如果我们真的这样子相信的话，这就使神的话语失去了它的可信性。
But if we realize that Herod was known to be a ruthless and a cruel ruler who would not tolerate opposition, we can see how silly this explanation was.
但是如果你仔细查考历史，你看看希律王是出了名的一个非常残暴的君王，而且他是绝对不会容忍反叛的事情的话，你就知道这样的推测是多么的愚蠢。
We read in verse 4 of chapter 12 that Peter was guarded by four squads of soldiers.
我们在刚刚所念的十二章第四节那里，我们看到当 当时候看守彼得的有四班的士兵。
Now each Roman squad of soldiers consists of four soldiers.
在罗马的那个军队制度里面，每一班的士兵是有四个人。
And so for four squads of four soldiers, there will be 16 soldiers, guarding Peter.
四班四个人很容易就是十六个人。
In each squad, two soldiers will be chained to Peter, one on the left arm and one on the right arm.
在每一班里面有两个人会跟彼得锁在一起，一个在他的左边锁着他的左手，一个在他的右边锁着他的右手。
And two soldiers will be guarding the door, the cell gate, the gate of the cell.
同一班的另外两个呢，就会在他的那个监监狱里面的门口站着看站岗。
So there will be four soldiers watching over Peter at one time.
就是同时间有四个人眼睛盯着彼得。
Each squad will spend 3 hours, and then a new squad will come in on rotation.
每一班的士兵，他守看守的时间是三个小时，然后就换班了。
So round the clock, there will be 4 soldiers guarding Peter.
意思就是说，一天24小时，每时每刻都有四个人眼睛盯着彼得。
Herod was determined that the possibility of escape was zero.
希律王很小心，因为他要确定那个逃狱的机会是零。
No human being could ever release Peter from prison.
没有人有这么办法可以把彼得释放。
Maybe Herod thought that not even God could release Peter through such tight security.
可能当时候希律王心想，我们戒位这么森严，肯定连神都没有办法了。
How wrong could Herod be?
但是他是何等的愚蠢，何等的错。
It's interesting to know how was Peter's feeling knowing that he would be executed after the Passover.
从另外一方面，我们看看彼得，当他知道自己隔一天就会行刑的时候，他心里的感受又是如何？
We read in verse 6 that surprisingly he slept.
我们在第六节那里看到很奇妙的，他竟然睡着了。
Wouldn't he be so worried and start crying to God for deliverance?
他不应该很忧虑的，然后向神大声呼喊，祈求神去释放他吗？
And we do wonder if we were in Peter's position, awaiting execution, whether we could ever sleep soundly.
有时候我们也会怀疑，如果我们是在彼得那个处境啊，隔天准备行刑的话，我们是否还是能像他一样安然入睡？
A sleeping Peter in prison waiting to be executed presents a child of God resting in peace.
在监狱里面等候行刑安然睡觉的彼得，让我们看到一个能够安息在神的怀里的神的儿女。
This is the peace that God gives to us through our trials and tribulations of life.
这就是神在我们人生里面我们所遇见的试炼试探所能够赐给我们的出人意外的平安。
And so when we are troubled in spirit,
所以当我们灵里受困扰的时候，
Think of the sleeping Peter awaiting execution.
我们要想想在等候行刑的彼得。
It might sound like a movie on the supernatural.
可能听起来好像电影的桥段。
We see here the Bible records for us Peter's chain fell off.
我们看到圣经告诉我们说彼得的手上的铁链掉落。
The chain is a symbol perhaps of spiritual bondage.
那个铁链是代表着属灵的那个捆绑。
Perhaps we have loved ones, neighbors, or friends who are bound by spiritual chain, darkness, chains of darkness.
也许今天在我们所亲爱的家人朋友里面，有一些正在受到属灵的捆绑。
It may be chains of unforgiveness, bad habits, and depressions, and so on.
也许是那个沮丧，也许是不饶恕的那个捆绑。
Perhaps there may be some of us who feel imprisoned through the circumstances of life and feel unable to get out of that situation.
也许今天我们当中有一些人因着我们生活的处境，让我们觉得受困，逃不了。
Jesus who set Peter free from chains is the same Jesus who sets us free.
但是当天释放彼得，让他从锁链里面能够逃脱的耶稣基督，仍然是今天能够使你 捆绑里面得自由的耶稣基督。
Unfortunately, despite the church holding an all-night prayer meeting,
但是很可惜的，虽然教会呢整夜来祷告
，Not everyone believed that God could really answer prayer.
我们看到他们却没有人相信神会听他们的祷告。
And that was surprisingly so.
真的很奇怪。
You see, Peter, after being released, went to the house where he knew that there would be a prayer meeting.
彼得呢，他得到释放以后呢，他就直接跑到那个他知道会有祷告会的地方去。
He knocked on the door, and a slave girl by the name of Rhoda answered the door.
他敲敲门，就有一个使女叫罗大的来帮他开门，准备帮他开门。
And it's interesting how Scripture gives us the name of a rather insignificant person, a slave girl or servant girl.
如果我们仔细看的话，我们看到这个整段经文，只有这个看起来非常微不足道的使女的名字被记下来了。
But have you noticed none of the other people in that prayer group, the prayer warriors, the names were not mentioned?
在祷告里面，祷告会里面的其他任何一个人的名字都没有记下来。
But why an insignificant slave girl?
为什么要记下这个罗大的名字呢？
Perhaps God is trying to tell us a teacher a lesson.
也许神要借助这个使女教导我们一个重要的功课。
That this particular girl has faith.
就是看让我们看到这个人虽然微不足道，但是他有信心。
She recognized the voice of Peter.
因为他去开门的时候，他听到彼得的声音，认出来了。
Without even opening the door and seeing who he was.
兴奋到还没有打开门呀，去看看到底是谁。
And so Rhoda quickly went back to the prayer group and told them, "It's Peter at the door."
就已经跑回去告诉在祷告会里的弟兄姊妹啊，那是彼得。
What was the response of the people praying there?
但是祷告的人他们的回应是什么呢？
Did they jump up and say, "Praise God, God has answered our prayer"?
他们是否兴奋到大跳起来说赞美主，神听我们祷告呢？
Unfortunately, the response was, "You are mad."
很可惜，他们的回应是你疯了。
That's what it says in the scripture. You are beside your mind. You are out of your mind. You couldn't be Peter.
圣经里面说，怎么可能是彼得呢？你肯定是疯了。
But Rhoda insisted that it must be him.
罗大却坚持说一定是彼得。
Without opening the door and knowing who he was.
还没有开门看清楚到底是谁。
And guess what was the next response from the great prayer warriors?
我们再看一下接下来他们的反应又是怎么样。
They say it must be his spirit.
他们就说了肯定是他的天使。
In other words, they believe in Christian ghosts.
那么意思呢就是说他们相信基督徒有灵魂。
They assume thatPeter, they assumed that Peter must have been executed in prison at night. And so the ghost decided to come to the prayer meeting.
他们呢就是假使想说彼得已经在暗中被行刑了，所以死了以后呢，他的鬼魂就来到他们的祷告会里面。
And we do wonder, how is it that the church would pray so intensely and not believing in their own prayer?
如果我们想想的话，你就想这个教会是这么强烈的为着这个彼得来祷告，怎么可以他们完全不相信他们祷告被应允呢？
And we do wonder that if God were to know the hearts of the prayer warriors and say, "Because you don't have faith, I'm not going to answer your prayer," guess what will happen to Peter?
如果神是那个神，就是说，哎，你看看你们这么小信，所以我就不会应允你们的祷告。我们就可以猜想到彼得的下场会是怎么样。
But we learn two things about God here.
但是我们再看到神的另外两点。
He's a gracious God who understands our weakness.
他是一个蛮有恩典怜悯的神，明白我们的软弱。
If you were to put ourselves in the shoes of the prayers, of the prayer warriors in that meeting.
如果我们能够假想自己就是当天在祷告会里面的人的话。
We must understand that the church has seen two deaths.
我们要想想，他们已经看到教会里面两位领袖被行刑了。
They've seen James being killed by the sword.
他们看到雅各是怎么样的被砍头。
They've seen Stephen die under a hail of stones.
另外，他们也看到那个斯提凡是怎么样被石头打死。
And I can understand that they must be very discouraged, even though they pray.
如果我们这样想的时候，我们就可以感受到他们虽然在祷告里面，但是他们是何等的灰心。
Isn't this our experience sometimes?
这不也是我们很多时候我们所经历到的吗？
We may have gone through lots of failures.
很多时候我们经历很多的失败。
And now we face another trial in life.
然后我们现在遇到生命里的另外一个试炼。
And so we dutifully go to the Lord in prayer again for this trial.
所以因着我们的本分，我们去到神面前，我们祷告。
And even though we pray behind our mind, we are discouraged and we are not sure whether God is really going to answer our prayer.
虽然我们是祷告了，但是在我们的心底里，我们还是会怀疑。到底这一次神是否会应允我的祷告？
But you see, God is a gracious God.
但是我们必须记得，神是一个蛮有恩典的神。
He knows our weaknesses.
他知道我们的软弱。
Secondly, God is a God of the impossible.
另外第二点就是说，神是行不在神没有难成的事。
No guards or chains can hold Peter.
没有任何的看守的人或者任何的锁链可以拦住彼得。
No spiritual chains and bondage can keep a soul in prison.
也没有任何属灵的锁链捆绑可以永远困锁一个人。
Because the power of prayer sets the prisoner free.
因为祷告的能力能够使人得释放。
It is not for us to question why the good Lord would not deliver Stephen and James, but chose to deliver Peter.
虽然我们看到神没有救雅各脱离死亡，却救了彼得脱离了死亡，但是我们却没有这个权力可以去责问神为什么。
There are times when we may feel very weak in our prayer.
有时候让我们在祷告里面我们感觉到软弱的时候。
There are times when we go to God in prayer with a very discouraged spirit.
也有一些时候，当我们去到神面前的时候，我们的灵里是何等的沮丧失望。
Think of the early church equally discouraged.
但是我们必须在这些时候，我们想想早期教会在他们的祷告里面，他们是何等的失望灰心。
Think of a gracious God who knows our needs.
我们也要想到这个蛮有恩典怜悯的神是何等清楚知道我们的软弱。
Jesus gave us this promise in John chapter 14, verse 13 to 14. Whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.
耶稣给我们的应许在约翰福音14:13-14，你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。你们愿奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
The great hymn writer William Cowper said, Satan trembles at the weakest saint upon his knees.
那个伟大的圣诗的作者古珀威尔林他说，撒旦在最软弱的那个圣徒跪下来祷告的时候，他就颤抖了。
Yes, the weakest saints on his or her knees, Satan trembles.
就是最软弱的一位圣徒跪下来祷告的时候，撒旦也会颤抖。
And the devotional writer R. A. Torrey said, When the devil sees a man or woman who really believes in prayer, who knows how to pray, and who really does pray, and above all, when he sees a whole church on his face before God in prayer, he trembles as much as he ever did. For he knows that his day in that church, in our community, is at an end.
那个写灵修书的作者托利他说当魔鬼看到一个爱神的弟兄或者姐妹深信祷告的能力，也知道怎么样祷告，也实在祷告的时候，更重要的是，当他看到一整个教会能够俯伏在神面前完全的祷告的时候，他就会大大的颤抖，因为他知道他的日子不长了。
And so may encourage each and every one of us, though we may be discouraged, go on our knees and pray.
所以我今天要鼓励大家的就是，无论你是感到怎么样的沮丧、失望，让我们仍然能够跪下来祷告。
God had not finished with answering the prayer of the church yet.
因为神还没有完成他要垂听教会的祷告的这个工作。
God did more than releasing Peter.
因为他不但是释放了彼得。
Now I don't think the church would pray for Herod's death, but God did more than what the church would expect.
因为我猜。早期教会在他们那个整夜的祷告会里面，他们不会求神击杀希律王的。
We We read later the last part, a few verses of this chapter, that Herod came under judgment of God for his pride.
但是呢，我们却在同一章《使徒行传》十二章啊后几节二十三节那里看到，希律王因为不荣耀神的缘故，所以他遇到神的审判。
The end of this chapter tells us that Herod was smote by the Lord, and he died being eaten up by worms.
我们看到主的使者罚立刻罚他，所以他被虫所咬，气就绝了。
The Father is waiting to hear our voice, no matter how feeble it is.
我们的父神一直在等待要听我们祷告的声音，无论我们的声音是何等的微弱。
Just reach out to our Heavenly Father and pour our hearts to Him.
我们实在需要伸出我们的双手向神祷告，我们可以向他倾心吐意。
He hears us because He knows our need even before we ask.
他垂听我们的祷告，因为在我们未求之前，他已经清楚知道我们的需要。
But on our part, we need to cultivate the discipline of consistent, persistent, and intense prayer.
但是对我们来讲，我们何等需要学习建立啊、那个持续、恒切、密切的祷告的这个操守。
May the good Lord give us the grace.To be with him, be with him in prayer.
让我们的神赐给我们的恩典，帮助我们能够在祷告里面与他同工。
May the good Lord grant us the discipline of prayer.
求主帮助我们，让我们能够培养好祷告的操守。
Let us pray. Let us bow down in prayer.
让我们一同低头，我们来祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
父神，我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语。
We believe that you're God of miracles.
我们深信你是行奇事的神。
We thank thee, O God, for the example set by the early church in intense and persistent prayer.
我们感谢你，让我们在这里看到早期教会为我们所设立的那个恒切强烈的祷告的榜样。
We thank thee, Father, that though the church was of the prayer warriors in the church were not really believing in what you can do.
父神，我们感谢你，因为我们看到虽然早期教会他们缺乏信心，深信他们祷告会蒙应允。
They engaged in prayer.
他们仍然是祷告。
But you show yourself a gracious God.
而你彰显你自己的恩惠。
Who understand the discouragement of God's people?
也让我们看到你是如何了解我们的在灵里面的失望灰心。
And we know that you understand us when we are discouraged too, Lord.
因此，我们知道在我们灰心失望的时候，你也会体会。
So help us, Father, and teach us to pray.
父神，帮助我们，教导我们如何祷告。
Trusting in you all the way.
让我们能够信靠你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名求。
Amen.